Masked protesters in white coats, green scrubs, and street clothes gathered 6 feet apart to highlight anti-Black and anti-Indigenous racism embedded in the healthcare system. Organizers read a list of demands for their administration, including a commitment to learning the history of white supremacy in medicine and the implementation of an anti-racist curricula for all healthcare students. Then protesters, including doctors, nurses, techs, and medical students, lay on the ground in silence for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, the length of time a police officer kneeled on George Floyd on Memorial Day, killing him. Medical doctor Laura Gonzalez-Basque said an anti-racism protest among the UNM healthcare community is long overdue.
Nunca he visto una manifestación ocurriendo en la parte norte del campus.
I have never seen a protest happening in the North Campus. There's always been an expression of ideas on the main campus. It's time that people express what they think, that they get together, and that they make real changes.
Lo que piensa que la gente se junte y que haya un cambio, de verdad.
Protest organizer Dr. Farinaz Khan said more hospital administrators are speaking up against racism in the system, but there is still much work to be done, and that disproportionate rates of COVID in Black and Indigenous communities in New Mexico and around the U.S. highlight healthcare disparities. For KUNM, I'm Yasmin Khan.